Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome at long last to another edition of Why Don't I Just Get Started. I have not been here in weeks and weeks. I have been singularly obsessed and devoted and dedicated and preoccupied with and busy with my history masters. I have been doing pretty much only that. Here's my life. I work. I see my girls. I go to church sometimes, and all the rest of the time, I'm working on my history masters. I hardly do blogs anymore. I haven't done a radio show in weeks or longer, and all I do is work on my history program. I read 200 to 300 pages a week. I write several pages every week. I am constantly under pressure, constantly working on something, and almost always feeling behind and over, I won't say overwhelmed, but very, very busy and unable to really do much else other than this history program. And it does seem at times as if I were losing my mind, because right now, specifically, what I really should be doing is working on my final paper. But instead, I find myself doing a radio show. Now, am I engaged in resistance or self-sabotage? Or am I just doing something a little bit healthy for myself? Because I've been mostly sitting for the last 8 hours working on this paper and reading and rereading and searching and researching and re-researching everything for this final project. It is a 4,500 word historiography, and I have actually been working on it for several days and really for several weeks, but the brunt of the writing I've been doing for the last week and a half, in addition to working, seeing my kids, and really that's it. I haven't even been in church in at least 2 weeks. I'm not going tomorrow. This paper is due Monday, and I really need to finish it. And my goal is to finish at least a rough draft tonight before I go to bed. And then I'm going to send it to a couple of people and have them look at it. And then if I can get the critiques back in time, I can work on it more tomorrow and Monday and send it in. It's due Monday evening by 9:30 Eastern time, so 6:30 my time. And I really, what I'd like to do is get it done, completely done by tomorrow and just send this thing off. I'm almost to a point where I don't care if it's 100% perfect. I just want to be done with it. On the other hand, on some weird level, and this may also be why I'm losing my mind, I'm still enjoying the process. I'm still enjoying history. I'm still enjoying what I'm reading and learning. I'm even, to some degree, enjoying the difficulty of it all, because it has been making me a different, and I think and hope, a better person. I'm extremely tired. I'm really just, I don't want to say beat up, because I'm not beat up, but I am tired, and I've worked really hard. At the same time, I've had a valuable, very valuable experience the last week, or last 11 weeks, really. And I feel that it's changed me in some ways. One of the things that's happened is in the last 11 weeks, I have kept my apartment fairly clean and orderly. I have things pretty much where I need them. I know where things are. I have little systems for things. I don't usually lose things lately. I pretty much know where everything is, and I can get to things when I want. My workspace is generally pretty clean. My dishes are usually washed. My bed's usually made. My clothes are usually clean and hung up. And I'm just in really good shape in some levels. And I think having taken this class has done that for me in some way. Perhaps it's because I'm doing something that's really valuable and really time-consuming, and I think on some unconscious level, I realize I just don't have time to be messy or disorganized. I don't have the time, because if I can't find things, or if I have to trip over things, or if I'm constantly in a disorganized state, I'm going to lose valuable time that I could use to be studying. Now, I've read books on organization and cleaning and all of that, and I think they're great. And maybe I'm even using some of the tips I've gotten from those books. But really, it hasn't been any major thing. I simply have just put things where they make the most sense and kept things in the best order and created a lot of space, and it hasn't been a revolutionary kind of thing where I made a determined vow that I was going to keep things clean and organized. I just started doing it and really enjoying it, and it's been really nice. Now, I could probably stand to vacuum the floor or wash a couple of dishes, but overall, if I had to clean the place, it would only take me a few minutes, whereas, say, a year or so ago, if I had to clean the place, it would have been an all-day project. So that's been something. Something else that's happened in the pursuit of this master's degree is I feel that I've become a better writer. Now, I've written over 800 blogs, so it's not as if I were a bad writer before, but this is a different kind of writing that I'm doing now. I'm actually doing more academic writing. It's a different audience. It requires a different style and different conventions even. And I wasn't used to that at first. In fact, one of the low points of the program was that I was critiqued by my teacher specifically for my writing. And I remember thinking, I don't know if I can do this. This is so hard, and I'm a good writer, and yet here I am being beat up for my writing. And I don't want to say that my professor was unkind or harsh. She was actually really on the mark and actually quite persistent in her comments as to my weaknesses and even what I was doing and why I was doing it incorrectly. But it was still a painful blow to feel that she had a strength and to have that strength be critiqued as a major weakness. So I remember at one point just feeling really low, and I was literally low. I was sitting on the floor. I was so discouraged. And I thought, okay, well, I need to either quit now before this goes south, any further south for me, or I need to do what my professor says, figure out what she needs, what I need to do, and do it. And I made the decision to do it. And the next week, I got a very good grade on my writing, and the week after that, I got an even better grade. And it's gone a little up and then a little down and up and down a little. Overall, I'm going to get a B in my writing. But I got what she wanted. And once I figured it out, I was able to use some of my own voice and my own creativity in order to express the ideas that were needing to be expressed. And by the way, what I'm actually speaking about is every week as part of the course, we had to respond to 2 questions and then do 4 additional responses to other people's questions. And so this was quite a tough assignment, and it got harder and harder as the weeks went along. And it got more and more demanding, and not just for me, but I think for everyone in the class, there was an increase in the number of words that people were writing to the responses as the weeks went on. So I know that the teacher was not singling me out or making me feel bad. I think she was critiquing pretty much all the students because I could see a change in a lot of their work, and I was just one of the many. Anyway, so that's caused a lot of stress, and now I'm working on this final paper, and of course it's causing a lot of stress. I have to write 4,500 words. I've written about 3,100, so I'm almost done. But it's been a Herculean effort for me, mostly in overcoming my resistance. And it's funny because I started this program saying, am I taking this walk because I'm experiencing resistance and am I avoiding my work? Or am I taking this walk as a measure of mental health? And I think it's the second one. I needed the exercise and I need the mental health. And I realized how hard this day has been and how hard this class has been. And I think about The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, surprise. I think about that book often. And I think about how he says that when you sign up for your purpose, you're signing up for a diet of ridicule, despair, misery, discouragement. And he says, you have to be like a Marine. You have to learn to love this. You have to learn to love being miserable. And he says that's what makes the Marines the most powerful unit of all, is because they know how to be miserable. They know how to work with less, do more, be expected more, even though it's harder. And I had not thought about that. So I took this walk, but I am definitely in that place of feeling, I won't say miserable, but tired, discouraged. I wish I hadn't done this. I wish I could just read comic books and take naps and whatever. I don't know. But I don't. I really don't wish any of those things. I don't wish. I cannot imagine not doing this right now. As hard as it is, as difficult as it is, as tired as I am, I can't imagine going backwards. If I weren't doing this right now, what would I be doing? Would I be writing a blog? Maybe, but the thing is this. I've written over 800 blogs, and I like them, and I think they're fine, and they're good. But I have to admit, and I kind of realized this a few months ago, that I wasn't really going anywhere with my blogs. I didn't have a voice. I didn't have a direction. They were serving largely as therapy. They were serving as messages of hope and inspiration and positivity to myself and to others. But I felt as if I had gotten sort of stuck and I didn't know where to go. Now, yeah, I could have kept writing blogs, and I do plan to keep writing blogs. I'm not giving that up. I'm not going to stop writing. But I just wasn't going anywhere with the blogs. I got sort of stuck. And I think that having this History Masters has given me a new direction. Now, when I started the blog, that was the direction I was supposed to be taking. That's why I wrote 800 of them, because there were things that I needed to express. There were things I needed to heal. There were discoveries I needed to make. There was work I needed to do. And the blogs and these radio shows all enabled me to do those things. But then it came time to take it to the next level. And that's what this History Masters is about. And so even though I feel like I'm losing my mind sometimes, and I can't take one more assignment, or I can't write one more word or read one more book, I find myself still being drawn to it. And maybe that's how I lost my mind and gained my heart. Now, I've done a lot of things in my life that I loved. I was a junior high youth group leader. I loved that. I was a career coach, and I loved that. I've done a lot of writing, and I love that. I've been involved with different people, different groups, different activities, and many of those things I've loved. And many of those things I thought each one of those things, actually, was what I thought the final stage. That is, for example, when I was a youth group director in the junior high group, I thought, while I was doing it, this is it. This is all I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm quite happy here. I'm good at this. I love this. I want to do this for the rest of my life. And when I was a career coach, and I did all the work I did as a career coach, writing those books and the TV and the radio shows and the speaking and the hundreds and hundreds of lectures I did and gave, and all of the work I did on that, the friends I made, the resumes, the hundreds of resumes that I wrote, all of that. And I thought, this is it. This is my final thought, because this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And then with the writing of the blogs, again, I thought, this is it. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to write. I want to be a writer. And I thought I had found it. And now, I find here I am in the midst of this history program, and I want to say, this is it. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. But rather than say that, I'll just say that this is what I want to do for now. It would be nice, on one level, just to be able to settle into something and really, really go deep, deep into it. But the truth is, I went deep, deep, deep into all those other things. I was a really good junior high leader. I still hear from some of my kids sometimes, and they're adults now, and they have their own kids. Some of their kids are in middle school or older. And they tell me, you know, that I was a great youth leader, and that how much fun they had, and how many good memories they have the times that I worked with them. And I think of the resumes and how much I did there, and how many ways and times I served people and helped people. And yeah, I made some money on it, but I also did most of those for free. And I'd like to think that I helped a lot of people. My writing, there was some really great stuff came out of that for me. And maybe God is showing me how diverse and versatile I am. And maybe his gift to me is to say, hey, you're good at quite a few things. I'm going to let you try them all for a while. And maybe all of those things were helping to prepare me for what's next. Or maybe I'll return to or continue doing some of those things. I don't know. But I know this. I spent a lot of time talking about purpose. And Pressfield will say this, that you might have more than one assignment in your life. Now, I don't know why I've had so many and so divergent in such a relatively brief amount of time. I'm talking about the last 20 years or so. I've really done a lot of things. And I don't know why it didn't settle into one thing. I don't know why I'm not still doing middle school ministry, or why I'm not still writing resumes. I don't know. But the point is that we all may find ourselves in something for a period of time, and we may think, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I found it. And then we may find that assignment ends. Now, here's the good thing. This is what I've also found. Let's take the three things that I have found. Middle school ministry, career coaching, and writing. Now, I still use all of those skills. Yes, they're no longer formal assignments in my life, but I still use them all. I work with high schoolers right now, and I really like it, and I use a lot of the skills I learned while working with middle school students. I don't do many resumes anymore, but it's interesting because a week or so ago, I got to speak to a group of people about how to do interviews. And I know it was good, and I know it was impressive, because my boss walked in, and his boss was with him, and instead of just staying for a minute, they stayed for a few minutes, and I could tell they were listening and really getting into what I said. And as they left, I could overhear my boss's boss talking about the job search process for just a moment. So I know I was leaving an impression, and I'm good at that still. And with regard to the writing, well, those 800 blogs are not going to go away. And I'm always going to have that writing skill. And now I've developed that skill into something even more. So the assignments might change, but maybe they're all meant to build one on top of the other to bring us to an ultimate assignment. Really, no. I do know that my life took an unexpected twist, curve, change when I signed up for this master's program. It's been a little bit scary, and it's been scary partly because it was done on almost a whim. I just saw this advertisement one day or a couple times on the internet about pursuing a history master's. But the truth is, I've wanted to do this for many, many years. So it wasn't quite the whim that I'm saying it is, but it happened so suddenly. And who knows if this will lead into my final assignment, or if it's one more piece and I do many, many more things over my life. But if I do have to do more things, I hope they're not quite as hard as what I'm doing now. Because sometimes I think I'm losing my mind. Okay, I am tired. I haven't walked for a long time, a couple weeks. And I'm going to go back. And I'm going to try, to finish the rest of this paper and hopefully get it done tonight and then send it off and hopefully get the critique back as quickly as possible and then send it off tomorrow. If I have to send it off Monday, I will, but I'd really like to send it off tomorrow. I'd like to be completely free of all work on Monday. I don't have to go to work. It's a holiday. So I'm hoping that I can think that I can just have Monday completely off and just rest. And I don't know, maybe write another blog. Yeah, I'm losing my mind. Okay, well, that's all I have to say tonight. If you need a coach, a writer, a speaker, a mentor, an editor, or anything else I can do, and apparently I can do quite a few things, it's true. But if you need anything like that, give me a call at 619-672-0378. Give me a call. I look forward to it.